Hello, wonderful parent. It's me, Inara, and I am so glad you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something that so many parents are experiencing, and I want you to know right from the start that you are not alone in this. If moving from one activity to another with your toddler feels like navigating a cosmic storm, you're in exactly the right place. Today, we're going to talk about transitions. Those moments when you need your little one to stop playing and come to dinner, or leave the park and get in the car, or finish bath time and get ready for bed. And if those moments sometimes end in tears, or resistance, or full-blown meltdowns, I want you to take a deep breath and know this. You are not doing anything wrong. Your child is not being difficult. Something beautiful is actually happening in their developing brain, and once you understand it, everything can shift. So grab a cozy cup of tea, settle in with me, and let's explore why transitions are genuinely hard for toddlers ages 2 to 3, and more importantly, how we can help them learn this skill with patience and love. First, let me share what the research tells us, because understanding the why changes everything. Dr. Ann Butler and Dr. Michaeline Ostrowski, who study early childhood development, explain that difficulty with transitions happens for very real reasons. Sometimes children are tired. Sometimes they're hungry. Sometimes they're deeply engaged in what they're doing, and their brain simply isn't ready to shift gears yet. And here's the part that changed how I see everything. At ages 2 to 3, your child's brain is still developing the executive function skills needed for flexibility. That means the part of their brain that helps them stop one thing and start another, that helps them be flexible and adapt to change, is still growing. It's still learning. It's still forming those neural pathways. The Child Mind Institute adds something so important here. They say that creating consistent routines for daily transitions helps children predict what comes next. When children know what to expect, when they can anticipate the rhythm of their day, their stress levels actually decrease. Research from the National Academies of Sciences shows that consistent routines can reduce stress hormones significantly. Isn't that amazing? The simple act of having predictable patterns helps your child's nervous system feel safe. Now, let me tell you what this means in your everyday life. When your 2-year-old is playing with blocks and you say it's time for lunch, their brain has to do something incredibly complex. They have to stop the activity they're enjoying, process your words, shift their attention, remember what lunch means, and then coordinate their body to actually move. That's a lot of brain work for someone whose prefrontal cortex is still developing. So when they resist, when they say no, when they melt down, they're not being defiant. They're showing you that this task is genuinely hard for their developing brain. Here's where it gets even more beautiful. The experts tell us that we can help. We can scaffold this learning. We can be the gentle support system while their brain builds these skills. Let me share some strategies that the magic book and the research both whisper to us. First, give warnings before transitions. Instead of suddenly announcing it's time to go, try saying, "In 5 minutes, we'll need to clean up the toys and get ready for dinner." Then give another warning at 2 minutes. This gives your child's brain time to process the upcoming change. It's like giving them a cosmic countdown, helping them prepare emotionally for what's coming. Second, use visual cues. You might create a simple picture schedule showing the flow of your day. Morning routine, playtime, lunch, nap, afternoon play, dinner, bath, bedtime. When children can see what comes next, it helps their brain organize and anticipate. The visual support makes the abstract concept of time more concrete. Third, try first then statements. You might say, "First we'll put on your shoes, then we can go to the park." Or, "First we'll finish this puzzle, then it's time for snack." This helps children understand the sequence and gives them something to look forward to after the transition. Fourth, turn transitions into games. Sing a cleanup song. Pretend you're hopping like bunnies to the bathroom. Make getting into the car seat an adventure where you're astronauts boarding a spaceship. When transitions become playful, they become easier. The joy and connection override the resistance. And here's something the research emphasizes that I think is so important. Teach your child emotion words. Help them name what they're feeling. You might say, "I can see you're upset about leaving the park. Are you feeling sad? It's okay to feel sad when we have to leave somewhere fun." When children can name their emotions, when they feel heard and validated, the intensity of their feelings often decreases. They feel understood, and that connection helps them move through the transition. Now, I want to share something with you from our story library that I think will help. There's a story called The Gentle Glow of Friendship, and while it's about nighttime fears, it teaches something beautiful about navigating difficult moments. In the story, Eileen feels scared during a nighttime bathroom trip. That transition from her cozy bed to the dark hallway feels overwhelming, but she discovers that with Igor's comfort and support, with connection and hugs, she can be brave. The night light glows brighter when they share comfort, showing that love and connection help us through hard moments. This story mirrors what your child experiences during transitions. Moving from something comfortable and known to something new or different can feel scary or overwhelming. But when they have your warm presence, your patient support, your loving reassurance, they can navigate that change. Just like Eileen needed Igor's comfort, your child needs your presence during transitions. And that's not weakness, my friend. That's attachment. That's the beautiful bond you're building together. After you read this story with your child, you might talk about how Eileen felt scared but found comfort. You might ask, have you ever felt scared about something new? What helps you feel brave? These conversations build emotional intelligence and help your child understand that needing support during hard moments is perfectly okay. Let me also share this. The research is clear that children whose parents respond to transition struggles with patience and specific strategies develop better emotional regulation over time. You're not just helping your child get through today's transition from playtime to dinner. You're teaching them lifelong skills. You're helping their brain build the neural pathways for flexibility, adaptability, and emotional regulation. Every patient moment, every gentle redirection, every warm reassurance is an investment in their developing brain. I know this can feel exhausting. I know that when you're trying to get out the door and your toddler is melting down about leaving their toy behind, it doesn't feel like a beautiful brain-building moment. It feels hard. And I want to validate that. This is hard. You're doing something incredibly important, and it requires patience and energy and love day after day after day. But here's what I want you to remember. This phase is temporary. Your child is learning. Their brain is growing. And with your support, they will develop these skills. One day, transitions will be easier. One day, they'll be able to shift from one activity to another without the tears and resistance. And when that day comes, it will be because of all these patient moments you're investing right now. So tonight or tomorrow, when you face a difficult transition, I want you to take a deep breath. Remember that your child's brain is still learning flexibility. Use your warnings, your visual cues, your first then statements. Turn it into a game if you can. Validate their feelings. Stay warm and connected. And know that you're doing beautifully. The Magic Book and I are always here for you, cheering you on, believing in you and your wonderful child. You've got this, my friend. Until our next adventure together, with love and starlight, Inara.